tonight at 7:30. I look for each department head to be present with your mission statement. We want you at least to share your mission statement with the other department heads and any needs from how we can better support one another. So please come. And if the head can't be there, you need to have a representative present. Please, Tuesday evening, 7:30. The word for today, we want to start in 1 Samuel, Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 23. Keep in mind the scripture reading earlier from Luke, even as we look to 1 Samuel chapter 23, I want to read one verse, verse 14, and then we will move to Psalms 63. The main preaching teaching text will come from the book of Psalms 63. But I will start. 1 Samuel chapter 23, those of you who would stand with us to honor God's word. That 14th verse. Reads thusly. David stayed in the wilderness in the strongholds and remained in the hill country in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hands. Every day he was running for his life, but God did not deliver him into his hand. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In a dry and weary land, where there is no water. And thus I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remembered you on my bed, I meditated on you in the night watches. For you have been my help. And in the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. You may be seated. To all my young people in the house, I want you to hear me. Hear the Spirit this morning. This afternoon, I should say. We want to preach from the text, the theme, when God is all I have. When God is all I have. Can you reflect on a time in your life when you gazed out of life window into the crowded streets of some huge metropolis let's say New York City, and yet felt so all alone. People everywhere outside, lingering loneliness inside. When God is all I have. Can you imagine being diagnosed with a terminal illness? And young children are still in the house. And your spouse come home and say, the marriage is over. When God is all I have. Consider for a moment our military families. That particular family with father and son both deployed. Or perhaps his mother and daughter. And that sacred yet unwanted knock comes at the door. Not one time, but two times. When God is all I have. Yesterday I used to run and walk. Today I lay flat on my back. When God is all I have. I could tie my shoe and comb my hair on yesterday, but I can't move today. When God is all I have. If life never dealt you such a hand, the psalmist invites us this afternoon. Don't wait for that life-altering moment before you wake up to the reality that in the midst of all of your earthly possession, God is really all we have. Whether you have $100,000 or $1, that great equalizer called death lets us to know that God is really all we have. Anybody gonna pray with me in here? It's my prayer that during this message and following the message that each of us present, as well as those who are listening over the internet, will become obsessed with God alone. Holy Spirit, move on our hearts. That the stuff we own won't hinder our desire, our hunger, our thirst for God alone. I pray further that more of Little Forest membership and the committee community would get involved with Wednesday night Bible study. Come and encounter the life-changing power of the Holy Spirit as we move through the book of Acts. Come and meet the one who's able to do all things but fail. And saints, don't let your minor agenda hinder God's great agenda to bless your life. We serve a God who want to bless you this day. And somehow, some way, we let our minor agenda hinder the great agenda that God has to bless our lives. David, the writer of this song, was in a wilderness, a desert place with no water, and he was running for his life. His physical circumstances cause him to consider a parallel spiritual truth. In life, there are defining moments exposing the truth that God is all we have. And so David, running for his life, wanting protection, and realized that no one else could protect him, that all he had, looking for some water, he realized, all I have is God. And spiritually, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand today that God is all we really have. Hear the Holy Spirit as we first word we want to leave with you. For every believer, there should be an uncompromising priority of seeking God first. I want to say it again. And I pray that we can grasp what the Spirit is saying to us. Because too many of us, we're missing in action. Every believer, there should be an uncompromising priority of seeking God first. Don't tell me you love the Lord and he's last on your list of priorities if he's on there at all. David declared, "Oh God, you are my God." He said, "Oh God, you, not my stuff, not my job, not my son, not my daughter. Oh God, you, not my spouse, not my recreation. Oh God, you, not my fraternity, not my sorority. Oh God, you are my God. And because you are, I shall seek you earnestly. Early will I seek you, because you are my God." Our relationship with God determines our action toward God and our action toward one another. I hear him saying, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Have anyone present ever seen an eagle? Come on, raise your hand. If you're in the house, if you ever seen an eagle, raise your hand. I have some witnesses in the house. I wasn't with you when you saw that eagle. But Deacon Bell, I believe I can safely say with certainty that no one in here saw that eagle on a chicken farm hanging out with chickens. The prophet Isaiah did not say, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of chickens." He didn't say that. He didn't say they was going to man up with wings of peacocks, walking around just looking pretty. He didn't say they was going to man up with the wings of a turkey. Somebody call you a turkey, that's not a compliment. He didn't say that they would man up with wings of crows and vultures, dirty and dead stuff. They shall man up with wings of eagles. An eagle would fly into the storm. Eagles uses the storm to lift their wings, to lift themselves higher, to soar at greater heights. How many of us have a storm in our life right now? God just trying to take us to higher heights. The eagle does not run from the storm. He's not a chicken looking for the barn in the midst of the storm. Eagle looks right at the sun, flies right into the storm. Shake the person beside you and tell them, "Wake up. The Lord is speaking to us right now." Go ahead and shake him. Somebody's sleeping. Go ahead and shake him. You don't know who. You just shake everybody and somebody's going to wake up. We don't need any chicken sleeping in here. This is for the eagles. Every believer need to be an eagle. All I have is God. Oh God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. early, I'm going to seek you. An eagle has sharp vision. Can see from great distances. My brothers and my sisters, we need to see God in all of his glory. You got to look past your stuff. You got to look past your last name with all those letters. You need the vision of an eagle to see God for who he is. And know that God want to bless you more than you understand. Because he loves you in spite of your sin. He still loves you. And God said, I let the storm some sometimes because I want to get you high. And that eagle can, for arrows, just don't even have to flap the wings. They can just hold them out. All right, come on. And just ride the wind. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, don't mind going into the storm. We need to pray for one another. And you don't know what day you're going to go in the storm. But go in the storm knowing God is all I have. Lord, I'm going to trust you in the storm. I know you're not going to leave me. Promise to be with me, never to leave me. I'm going to go, oh God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. Can you see this truth? Will your vision allow you to comprehend this marvelous truth? In the midst of the stuff of life, God is really all I have. Therefore, I will seek you early. Lord, my soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. Before we digest the B clause of verse 1. Notice verse 2. David acknowledged, he said, thus have I seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and glory. In other words, before the storm came in your house of worship, I got a glimpse of your power and I got a glimpse of your glory. I went looking for something. I went, Lord, hoping to hear a word for my situation. And Lord, you spoke right to me. David said, because of my time in worship at God's house, that when the storm came, David said, when the storm swept me up, I was able to still declare, oh God, you are my God. In the midst of the storm, I didn't give up and start complaining. I didn't quit. I said, God, you are my God. My brothers and sisters, there must be a priority in our lives of putting God first. If you want to be ready for the storm, now Bridget, he said that if you're not in a storm, keep waiting. One is coming. You either in it, just come out of it, or you're going into one. Just keep on living. David had been to the house of worship. David said, my praise is rooted in worship. When I went to church, I was in church when I learned to see your power, to see your glory. It was in church when I was awakened to the awareness that God is really all I have. I learned to praise you. I learned to give you glory for just being who you are. And therefore now in this desert, in this difficult situation, running for his life, he said that I'm okay. I understand that God is really all I have. I'm glad he didn't go to church for the wrong reason. I'm glad he didn't go, Sister Hill, looking to improve his peacock feathers. Look at me in my new suit. Look at me in my fancy shoes. I'm glad he didn't go like a crow and a vulture looking for something dirty and dead. Everybody in church is not living. You know that, don't you? There's some dead folk in here trying to, Lord, help us.
I'm glad he didn't go just to hang out with the chickens. He went with an eagle mentality. I can declare that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, God caused them to stumble and fall. Though in a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me. In this will I be comforted. God is all I have. I come to behold the beauty of the Lord. Come to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, in the time of trouble, he's not going to deny me. Set me up upon a rock. And I'm going to sing. I'm going to offer up praises in the house of God. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Come to see him in all of his glory. All of his power. I realize God is all I have. But secondly here, when God is all we have, not only will we seek him with a first and uncompromising priority, we will offer continual heartfelt praise to our God. I wish I had a witness in here. This same writer said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Look with me at verse 3. He says here, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. Do I have any help in this house? Don't just hear the preacher. Hear the Holy Spirit. He said, the reason I'm going to praise God with my lips, it's because, Lord, your loving kindness, Lord, your hesed, that Hebrew word, love, Lord, your compassion is better than life. Do I have anybody here to know what I'm talking about? That the grace of God, that the mercies of God, that the love of God is better than life. Don't play with me. Don't fool me if you really don't know what I'm talking about. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you this day. Lord, he said that your loving kindness is better than life. I'm running for my life. But if I have to lose my life, that's why Paul said, for me to live is Christ. But if I gotta go out of here, it to die is gain. Lord, your loving kindness is better than life. Anybody here is walking with God to the point that you can say, my God, whatever you decide for me, it is well. I'm going to trust you. You can take my stuff. I'm going to still praise you. Come on, Job. You can take my house. I'm going to still praise you. If you come get my children, I'm going to still praise you. You can't stay in elementary school and have that testimony. You can't hang out with the chickens in the barnyard and have that testimony. God wants somebody who's willing to get in the storm. Don't run for the barn. Go ahead and spread your wings. Trouble, lift me just a little bit higher. I'm going to sing. Your loving kindness is better than life. My eyes are now open. I truly see you, Lord, in your splendor, in your glory. Your love is so kind, so generous. The evidence of your love is overwhelming. I will cease to complain about the small stuff and choose to deliberately praise you for who you are. Because your loving kindness, Deacon Martin, is better than life. Some of us trying to bless our children by giving them stuff and really not teaching them about the loving kindness of God. Really not walking before them, living the life to let them see that God loving kindness is better than money. My lips. Why is it dry in God's house? My lips. Why we come in and we sit down on it? My lips will. Don't care what who's doing in front of me, behind me. My lips will. May not testify last week, last month, but my lips. My lips will praise you. I will bless you as long as I live. Tomorrow is not promised. Minister Spinner, the day might be my last day, but as long as I live, I'm going to lift up his name. I'm going to tell somebody that he's good. He's merciful. He loves you. As long, David said, as I live. And I ain't trying to go anywhere fast. I'm running because I want to live. And as long as you let me live, but tell somebody that all I have is God. My soul. No. So I will bless you as long as I live. Do I have any worshipers in the house? And then he says, you know, I have the audacity to say, I will lift up my hands in your name. We're afraid because we think we got to lift them in our name. And we're not going to say, so we won't lift our hands. Come on, lift your hands. Come on. Let's have a practice with it. I will lift my hand. Praise you. God bless you. I will lift my hands in your name. In other words, you do it in his name. I do it because, Lord, I love you. I know you have blessed me. I wouldn't be here if you hadn't had mercy on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will lift my hands in your name. You are all I have. My soul is satisfied. As with marrow and fatness. Stop taking the kids to McDonald's. Take them to the family room and open up the book. Get them fat on the word. The first lady said, we're too fat physically. Get fat on the word. The Holy Spirit invite us. Come on, eat some more. Come on, dine some more. Come on and eat. Get fat. Get fat. I will bless you today. Lord, I bless you every day. I live because truly you are all I have. I'm going to lift up my hands. No longer would I be hindered by people around me. I refuse to conform to the erroneous teaching of yesterday. I will lift my hands in your name. Lord, I want to be fat for you. I want to be faithful every day. I want to be fat for you. I want to be available every day. I want to be fat for you. I want to be teachable. You look at me like, Pastor, sit down. I hope the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. I hope you're hearing the Holy Spirit. I will lift my hands and open my mouth to offer praise. Not just with lips, but he says now with what? Joyful lips. I pray that the spirit in this house would go up a temperature or two. That we would come in with the desire to worship him if we have to do it all by myself. And nobody else sing a song. I might not be in key, but I'm going to sing to your glory. Lord God, I'm going to lift my hands because you've been good to me. I don't mind telling somebody that I didn't get here by myself. But because of your grace,
I woke up right early this morning. Because of your grace, Lord, I'm able to have a meal and digest the food. Because of your grace, Lord, I can open the book and read the word for myself. I thank you that I can hold the book. I can look at the book. I can read the book for myself. Lord, thank you. When I remembered you on my bed, my brothers and sisters, I'm gonna close here. But look with me here. When God is all we have, I shall seek him first with an uncompromising priority. When God is all I have, I shall praise him continually with heartfelt praise. When God is all I have, I shall trust him completely as my protector. I asked you this morning, what was it about those wings that we read twice in our reading? When the psalmist talks about being under the shadow of the Almighty. See him with eagle wings stretched out. I'm going to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Under his wings, I will be protected. Oh, he says here in closing, listen to what he says. He says in 6, he said, when I remembered you on my bed. In other words, Lord, I've been thinking about you all day long. You've been walking with me all day long. And Deacon Martin, when I go to lay down, I can't help but think about him some more. When I go to close my eyes, I can't help but meditate on his word. When I remembered you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Great God Almighty. Hey, for you have been my help, great God Almighty. Lord, you've been there. And in the shadow, help me, Holy Spirit, of your wings, I sing for joy. Oh, I wish I had some worshipers in this house. I wish I had some worshipers in this house. I can trust him in the shadow of his wing. I'm going to sing for joy because I know that my God is able, that my soul cling to you. Lord, you're all that I have. Turn that bank account loose. Turn that house loose. Turn that whatever it is, turn it loose. God said, cling to me. I'm going to close. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Listen, God wants us to trust him as our protector. Watch the eagle teaching the eaglet how to fly. Pushes that little bird out of the nest. Haven't flown before. Long way to the ground, but that eaglet falls and began to flap its wings. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody here, you've been in the nest too long. You don't want to get out of the nest. God said, I want to move you out of the nest. God said, I want you to know that I am all you have. And when you get out of the nest, when you find yourself tumbling and falling, when you find that I can't find a place to put my feet, I'm falling in midair. That eaglet began to do what comes natural. It began to do what comes natural. And if that eaglet is successful, that eaglet will begin to fly. You come by faith into the kingdom of God. If one by one, you got to trust him. But if that eaglet, for whatever reason, can't, those wings, that mother eagle will dive down beneath that eaglet. That mother eagle will catch that eaglet. Tender and soft. She's right there. Ferocious, but yet so tenderly.
Don't you know God loves you? God's not going to turn you loose. If you will just trust him, he's there for you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Makes me to lie down in green pastures. Leadeth me beside the still water. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He watches out for me. Leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I see a shadow of death. But you don't have to worry about that shadow. There's another shadow. There's another shadow. There's another shadow that hung out on Calvary Cross. Nailed. To the cross. He hung there. He hung there. And yesterday, not yesterday, we celebrated yesterday, but I believe on the 29th, when Gardner got ready to leave. Never crossed that way before. But that shadow of a Savior hanging on the cross said that my blood, Gardner, is sufficient to cover your sins. You don't have to worry. Here I am. I'm going to walk with you. Gardner, I'll take you over to the Jordan. Never been that way before, but come on, Gardner. Walk with me. If you're here, if you're here and you're trusting in the stuff of life, if you're trusting in yourself, I come to share with you today that we serve a God who loves us past our stuff. And he wants us to know